Order and ask the clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Hyneman?
Here.
Mr. Sturts?
Here.
Mr. Thornhill?
Here.
Mr. Scala?
Here.
Mr. Wade?
Here.
Ms. Nauser?
Here.
Ms. Hoppy?
Here.
I feel very much at home here, and the council have been working with for the past few years, and we're going to start right off with some comments by the outgoing members of the council, and I'll start with Mr. Scala, the outgoing third ward councilperson.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. First of all, thank you to my spouse, Mari, for her endurance and for her talent. My thanks also to Mayor Darwin Hyneman, with whom I've had the privilege of working for the past 3 years. And many, many thanks to another mayor who is both my friend and mentor, Clyde Wilson. I will miss him. I will also miss the easy access to the wisdom of each of these men. I love this community, and I intend to continue to provide a voice for all of the Third Ward voters that have supported me throughout the last two municipal election cycles. And with regard to the new council, I will help when I can, and when I must, I will criticize. But I have no intention of retiring from public service. Finally, good luck to all of those whose responsibility it now is to accept the challenges that the next 3 years will undoubtedly offer. Thank you for this privilege. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We'll now turn to Mr. Wade, the outgoing fourth ward councilperson.
Thank you. I'm going to begin the same way Carl did, which is to give a special thanks to family, my wife, my daughter, son-in-law, my grandkids. They truly share you with the whole community in a way that I suspect you can't even anticipate until you have been here. I want to also thank both Darwin and the rest of the council. I have found the working relationships with the council to be very invigorating and a very positive one. We disagree, we argue, we make a decision, and we move on and continue, and I feel a good friendship with all of them and the staff also. I've been very appreciative of a very high-quality staff that we have. When I ran in 2007, I was asked frequently, why are you doing this? And I had to come up with an answer that seemed to be reasonable. But I can now answer it, that you do this because you have an opportunity to make a difference for the future of Columbia. And I feel like I've had a good 3 years. I had a lot of successes. And there are three areas that I feel that I will take a great deal of pride as I step down from being in the council that has happened over the past 3 years that has made a difference. One of the areas, I passed the baton to the new fourth ward councilman. The fourth ward has more miles of old 40 to 70 year old deteriorating private sewers than anyone understands. When I started on the council, there were 8 miles of them. We still have a lot of them. They are a serious, serious deteriorating infrastructure and a serious potential public health problem. One of the things I'm very proud of is having been a part of changing the policy that is now making a difference with those sewers. We've got to continue that. And it created a way of doing those sewers that's not a fight between the citizen and the city, but is a cooperative effort. And I will watch very closely at the leadership that the new councilperson from the fourth ward gives to that. Second area I feel a great deal of pride is in the area of the city beginning to seriously commit resources to building the most untapped asset this community has, which is its potential for leadership and its citizens at the neighborhood level. We've made great strides. There's still more to go, but I will look back on that as something that I was instrumental in getting started. And the last area is in economic development. I said when I ran for office that Columbia was 20 years behind. 3 to 4 years ago, different people started putting pieces of a new strategy and a new concept of economic development together that really focused on what economic development is, which is changing the character and the quantity and the quality of the economic base. Lots of people, and my pride is being a part of a very large team of people, many of us who didn't even really know that we were all working on it, to put a new set of strategies, a new set of tools, a new set of capabilities into place. Those pieces came together last summer, and that effort is already starting the transformation of Columbia's economy. We've got successes already, and we have, with what is in place right now, probably 4 to 5 years of amazing transformation of Columbia's economy that's going to come out of the work that's been done over the last 3 to 4 years. That will continue as long as we have the quality of leadership that we have in READY and the city's Department of Economic Development. I also am not leaving civic life. I did not come to the council as a one-time contribution to Columbia. I've had 12 years of contributions before that. I'm still identifying the areas I'm going to make my contribution, and I will continue. You will continue to see me around in different roles. And so I look forward to working with all of you in positive ways, and let us move forward with a new future.
And now for Mr. Hindman. It's been my honor and great privilege to serve as the mayor of the city of Columbia for 15 years. I thank you, Columbia, for your confidence in electing me to this position for 5 different terms. And I hope, and I kind of feel, that Columbia has become a better place during these past 15 years. I want to specifically thank my supporters. My number one supporter, my wife, Axie. She's been a wonderful companion for nearly 50 years, be 50 years in July. She's been a tremendous supporter during the 15 years that I've been mayor in connection with the office of mayor. She's just a wonderful first lady. Thank you, Axie. I also thank my family. It's a wonderful family, and I think my daughter and granddaughter, at least, or grandson, are here somewhere. I haven't seen them, but I think they are here, and I sure thank my family for their support. It's been a privilege to serve with the council members that I've been able to serve with over the past 15 years. Every council person is a volunteer. And they're volunteering to serve on the council because they're dedicated to making Columbia a better place. And it's been a true privilege to serve with these dedicated volunteers. They've done a great job. Nobody is perfect. We all do things that we think maybe could have done better at some stage of the career of being on the council. But in fact, when you add it all up, the councils have made a very positive difference to Columbia. And I really appreciate the opportunity to serve with all of them, and certainly the ones that I'm serving with right now. The city managers that I've had the privilege of serving with, that's Ray Beck and Bill Watkins, are truly outstanding individuals. They're true professionals, and they have done a wonderful job of operating this very complex city government that we have. And when you compare our situation, you've got to recognize that Columbia is in a terrific position, and it's due to the management. So thank you for the good work that has been done by these city managers. But it isn't all done by the city managers. The staffs of the city are terrific, all the way up and down. People just don't realize what a high-quality, dedicated staff that this city has. And that's true in every department. And we got many departments. So thank you so much to the staff of the city. I want to specifically mention Sheila Amin. She is really the only person who answers directly to the council and works so hard with the mayor. She is the city clerk and does a terrific job. Thank you, Sheila. I offer congratulations to the new council. You're just like the other council members. You're here because you want to make a positive difference to the city of Columbia, and I know that's what you're going to do. And when it comes to the new mayor, Bob McDavid, I've gotten acquainted with him. You've got a terrific new mayor coming on. Congratulations, Bob. I look forward to you serving as mayor. So thank you very much. It's been a great privilege. Well, that makes a person feel good, so thank you very, very much. Sometimes when I stand up, you can't tell that I really have stood up, but I do want you to know I did, but thanks again. All right, well now, Mr. Scala, will you accompany me down to the podium? Well, I guess you're coming too, right?
Yes.
Carl, again, thank you for your great service to the community in the capacity as council person for the third ward. And we have various things to present to you, which you should take with you as mementos of this experience and this good service. The first is a resolution of appreciation to Carl Scala, and it is signed by every member of the council, including the mayor, and it states that when you were elected and that you've ably represented your constituency and the citizens of Columbia, and that you have dedicated innumerable hours to service, and therefore the council recognizes you, and I hope you'll keep that in a prominent place. The next is we have a plaque of recognition, and it's presented by the city council and staff of the city of Columbia, Missouri, on behalf of the citizens of Columbia to Carl Scala in appreciation, in recognition and appreciation of his dedicated and effective service on the Columbia City Council for the term April 2007 to April 2010 as the elected third ward councilperson. All right. Now, in addition to that, we have a heritage tree plaque. And this is a plaque where you are going to be entitled to select the park where you would like to have a heritage tree planted. And there will be a plaque put on the tree.
Can we select a tree, too?
It doesn't specifically say that, but I assume you can. And then we've got something for Bill.
Carl, this council has made a lot of tough decisions, and I think this building probably is at or near the top of the list, and we appreciate you helping to make those tough decisions. Carl and I have not always agreed on every decision, but at the end of the day, we could always go get a cup of coffee and move on to the next item, and I very much appreciate that. I want to thank you for your many years of service to the City Council, on city boards and commissions, and particularly with neighborhood organizations. Carl's been known as a strong advocate for improved planning and development policies. He has been extremely sensitive to neighborhood safety issues. I think these go hand in hand towards making Columbia an extremely livable place. Thank you, Carl, for making a strong imprint on local government. And thank you, Mari, for sharing him with us. On behalf of the staff, we have two small gifts. This is a plaque that is dedicated to you. These are made by a local artist. It says Councilman Carl Scala, Third Ward, City of Columbia, April 12, 2010. And I hope you will put that among your many mementos and remember the good times that we've had here as the council on every other Monday evening. And secondly, on from the staff itself, what do you get a council member except that?
These are bubbles.
These are bubbles, that's right. Except that we know that you really love jazz and great music. And so from the staff, just the whole hog pass for you and Mari for the next Roots and Blues Barbecue Festival this fall. Thank you.
Thanks again.
Yeah, I think we're supposed to go sit over there. Mr. Wade. Here you are, Jerry.
Thank you, Governor.
And we have a resolution, again signed by every member of the council, including the mayor. It says essentially the same thing that I read before. And so, but the name Jerry Wade is in there, and it does represent heartfelt thanks for all of your service as a Fourth Ward council person. And then I have a plaque, which you can hang and remind yourself. Some days you'll look at that fondly, and other days you'll think, oh my gosh, why did I ever do that? And then we got the heritage tree, and it doesn't say you get to pick your kind of tree either, but I assume you do, right?
Well, one would assume there's different species of heritage trees.
Yeah, I would think so. So you'll get to do that and get to pick your park. So you'll be thinking about that. And Bill?
Gary, during your term on the City Council, you've been a true scholar of local government, blending new knowledge with long experience in city affairs and community development. Gary suggested and championed several changes in the planning and zoning process, which I think greatly improved its fairness and transparency. Gary helped with the McGuire Boulevard extension, and that is very, very much appreciated on behalf of the staff. And some of the economic development projects that we have now would not have been happening if it were not for your assistance in finding a middle path to make that happen. Jerry's eager and passionate interest in facilitating better solutions is at the heart of his public service. He leaves a legacy of civility that truly is a model for the rest of us. Thank you, Jerry, for bringing this gift to the citizens of Columbia, and thank you, Edge, for sharing him with us. I also have two gifts, again, from the city staff, our presentation, and I hope you will put that someplace and remember the good times. And also, I know that at least over the last couple of Roots and Blues, we've met up, and I hope that you'll take this whole hog passage at the as a gift from the city staff and put it to good use.
Thank you. The plaque will remind me of my newfound freedom.
And now there is supposed to be a presentation to Mayor Hyndman, and we need the Mayor Pro Tem Laura Nauser to come forward.
Well, Darwin, it has been a pleasure for these past 5 years. I have to say, when I was first elected to the City Council, I was skeptical about some of your vision. But over the past 5 years, I have realized how important your trails and parks have become to our city. I think you have brought national and international recognition to our community, and people are starting to take notice of our community because of the great amenities that we have. I want to thank the rest of my fellow council members, Mr. Scala and Mr. Wade. It's been a pleasure to work with all of you over the past couple of years. I will still call upon you when I need assistance. And so thank you, Mr. Heinzman, for all that you have done for our community. And it's my turn to give to you the resolution. But I'm not going to paraphrase it today. I'm going to read it because I think it's important. It says, whereas Darwin Heinzman was elected mayor of the city of Columbia, Missouri on April 4th, 1995. Whereas Mr. Heinzman was duly reelected mayor on April 7th, 1998, and in 2001, 2004, and 2007. Whereas he has ably represented the citizens of Columbia during his tenure of office, and his dedication to this office entailed many hours of extra duty in addition to the hours spent at regular and special city council sessions. Mr. Heinzman did not choose to be a candidate for re-election in 2010. So now, therefore, be it resolved that the city council extends its heartfelt thank you to Mr. Heinzman for his dedicated public service and his commitment to keeping Columbia, Missouri a viable city. We wish Mr. Heinzman and Axie the best in their future, and may you have happy travels.
Well, thank you.
Congratulations, and thank you very much. Now, we also have a plaque to recognize you on behalf of the City Council and staff of the City of Columbia, Missouri, to Darwin Heinzman in recognition and appreciation of his dedicated and effective service on the Columbia City Council for 5 terms, April of 1995 to April of 2010. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And you also get the heritage tree, but you get something special because you have an option of placing a tree out in the front here in front of City Hall. So.
Oh, wow.
You can pick a park of your choice, or you can put it out here so we will always remember you.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you.
Mayor, so much has been said over the last several months and weeks that it's really kind of hard to be original. But I think thank you never goes out of style, so thank you. You set a gold standard for grace, good humor, persistence, and good health. Personify the idea that policy is not what you say, but what you live. Thanks again to you and to Axie, dedicating yourselves to this community. You always looked as if you enjoyed it, and I know we did. So thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
We also have a gift from the staff. This is to Mayor Darwin Heinzman, 15 years of service. You know, you're just about eligible for a pension, I think.
Yeah. I think it'll be a percentage of my salary.
And also from the staff, a small gift certificate from the Alpine Shop. I know you can put that to very good use.
Oh, I certainly can. So thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
All right. I can't raise this arm, I want you to know.
That's okay.
Otherwise, I would.
Thank you.
Thank you. I think I'm still running the meeting, and so there are other comments, and there'll be comments by former Mayor Bob Smith.
I'm not sure how we handle this new
presentation. You just come right around here.
Just come right up there and we'll talk to each other. I hate to tell you, I'm not bearing any gifts. I'm just going to make a few comments.
Oh, well.
I think you have plenty
comments
of gifts.
From you are your gift and then of themselves.
still artistic. I wanted to first thank the retired members of the City Council for the service they performed and also congratulate the new members. And I feel like Columbia's still in good hands. But that's not what I'm here for. I'm here because I want to make a public confession in your presence and the presence of the other people here. Before the police chief comes up and arrests me or something, I want to say this is not a crime, but it's a question of made a mistaken judgment many years ago. It seemed like 100 years ago. It was only 15 years ago you were talking about running for mayor. Number of Columbia citizens, you may not know, are trying to push him to be the representative from Boone County. And other citizens wanted him to become mayor, and so since I'd done both, I guess he came by and wanted to get my advice as to which I recommended. And my advice to him was, and this is my public confession, was by all means run for state representative. That's because with your personality and ability, I thought you'd go a long way in state government, and we'd be very proud of you, and you could still maintain your law practice. And at that time, he was a young lawyer, he was a very successful lawyer moving ahead. Also, I told him the mayor's job would take a lot more time, and it would be much more difficult because you're closer to the people and the people's needs. And also, since you're a fellow lawyer, I reminded you you couldn't practice law before the council, and none of your associates could. So this was going to create a problem if you stayed very long as mayor. And it did what you say, stay 15 years. He thought about it and came back in a few days and said he decided to run for mayor. And I said, why did you make that decision? And he told me, he said, I think I could make a greater contribution to the public services if I'm mayor. And that's something I've always remembered what he said. Now, as a Columbia citizen, I look back, and I'm so grateful he didn't take my advice because we would have missed out on probably the most outstanding mayor we ever had. His years, your years to Columbia meant so much to Columbia. It's a time when we started out as a town, and now we're a small city. And also being mayor, I know in a town like Columbia where everybody has an opinion isn't easy. But you've always, in my opinion, had the right touch to get the job done. You did have to sacrifice most of your law practice and your chance to personal wealth, but I think you earned something more, the respect and gratitude of the people of Columbia. So I want to make a public confession that you were right and I was wrong. You were meant to be mayor and not state representative. Also, as Columbia's oldest living ex-mayor, I want to advise you you're now eligible for election to a very exclusive club called the Ex-Mayors Club. There are not many mayors, there are not many members of this club. We don't have any bylaws or rules. We don't meet very often. And when we meet, we just talk and drink and tell about how we did things in the past. However, the exciting thing is that our meeting is that we're not subject to the open meetings law, so we can, so we can meet quietly. Just the mayors, and once in a while Hank sneaks in, but he's always sworn to secrecy. So, but the interesting thing is that even though it's just we get together and it's a secret meeting, the press always has to call you to ask you what happened at this meeting. So it just means at least you know you're still relevant. Finally, don't forget you're still entitled to be called Mr. Mayor, at least among the members of the Ex-Mayors Club.
Thank you, Bob. I need to point out that Bob Smith was a truly excellent mayor. There are probably not so many here who remember those days. I hate to say that, Bob, but that's probably the case. But he truly was an excellent mayor. And as he pointed out, he was also an outstanding legislator. It also says, special presentation, Hank Waters and Ray Beck. Now then, before I bring them up, I want to remind you of time limits. I would normally raise my right hand and go like this, but unfortunately I can't raise my right hand, but come on up, but I strap down.
In the spirit of unbridled gift giving, which we seem to be celebrating tonight, Mr. Hindman, retiring. Ray and I are the front man for a more important group of people who have been thinking for some time about what we might do to commemorate your service. Chris Yonke has been involved, an old-time guy on the city council. Chip Cooper, a person of your acquaintance. And Carl Cruz, do-gooders all.
I'm getting nervous.
We thought about building a temple. And outside the temple would be the goddess Axie, of course, a statuette. But we decided that wouldn't be within the limits of the Columbia City government to build and maintain. So instead of that, we are tonight unveiling and dedicating the Darwin Hindman Discovery Garden a discovery garden is something you probably don't know what it is.
That's right.
But Mr. Beck, who has a construction background, he's an engineer, will unveil the picture of the discovery garden. Come over here and take a look at this thing.
Of the Stevens Lake Park. It is being designed and maintained by the Columbia Parks and Recreation Department, which is a huge factor in its potential longevity. And it will be sort of an educational garden. You'll have to ask the experts just exactly what the characteristics of it are. But it is going to be a lasting and evolving and forever alive tribute to the dedication, to the determination of Darry Hyman and his dedication to the Columbia. So that is the Darwin Hyman Discovery Garden. Yay for Darwin. We have a slideshow presentation to sort of explain this a little more fully. Is it time for that now? Slideshow person.
I think we've been doing it behind you.
Oh, here it is. Get out of the way.
This was part of the master plan.
It was in Ray's original sewer plan.
Well, thank you very much. What a surprise and what an honor. I'm going to look forward to discovering the Discovery Garden. That's what? Central Asia, Africa. Elephants? Well, that is honestly really, really not. Oh. Well, thank you very much. Is there more? I think this is, we're back. Oh. Well, that's wonderful. So thank you very much. I know all of us are going to be really, really interested in seeing that develop. So I'm very honored and flattered and humbled by that. But we need to keep moving, and we now are going to be doing the oath of office. And so, Gary Kespole, if you'd come up, please. Here comes Sheila. Let's get over here, Gary.
I state your name.
I, Gary Kespole.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I possess all qualifications.
That I possess all qualifications.
For the office of Third Ward Council Member.
For the office of Third Ward Council Member.
For the City of Columbia, Missouri.
For the City of Columbia, Missouri.
That I am not subject.
That I am not subject.
To any of the disqualifications.
To any of the disqualifications.
Set forth in the charter.
Set forth in the charter.
Of the City of Columbia.
Of the City of Columbia.
And that I will support the Constitution.
And I will support the Constitution.
And laws of the United States.
And laws of the United States.
And of the State of Missouri.
And the State of Missouri.
And the charter and ordinances.
And the charter and ordinances.
Of the City of Columbia.
Of the City of Columbia.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of my office.
The duties of my office.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
There you are, Gary. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Daryl Dudley.
I state your name.
I, Daryl Dudley.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I possess all qualifications.
That I possess all qualifications.
For the office of 4th Ward Council Member.
For the office of 4th Ward Council Member.
Of the City of Columbia, Missouri.
Of the City of Columbia, Missouri.
That I am not subject.
That I am not subject.
To any of the disqualifications.
To any of the disqualifications.
Set forth in the Charter.
Set forth in the Charter.
Of the City of Columbia.
Of the City of Columbia.
And that I will support the Constitution.
And that I will support the Constitution.
And laws of the United States.
And laws of the United States.
And of the State of Missouri.
And of the State of Missouri.
And the Charter and ordinances.
And the Charter and ordinances.
Of the City of Columbia.
Of the City of Columbia.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of my office.
The duties of my office.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Here you are, Daryl.
Thank you very much.
And then Robert McDavid.
I state your name.
I, Robert McDavid.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I possess all qualifications.
That I possess all qualifications.
For the office of mayor.
For the office of mayor.
For the City of Columbia, Missouri.
For the City of Columbia, Missouri.
That I am not subject.
That I am not subject.
To any of the disqualifications.
To any of the disqualifications.
Set forth in the Charter.
Set forth in the Charter.
Of the City of Columbia.
Of the City of Columbia.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
And laws of the United States.
And laws of the United States.
And of the State of Missouri.
And of the State of Missouri.
And the Charter and ordinances.
And the Charter and ordinances.
Of the City of Columbia.
Of the City of Columbia.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of my office.
The duties of my office.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
This is your, but here's the, my great pleasure to present to you the gavel. And
thank you, darling.
Thank you. You're going to have a great few minutes. Don't forget this. And take your places up at the dais.
Councilperson Kespel, do you have any comments?
I do. Mr. Moore, Mayor and former mayors, fellow council members and former members, city staff, and most importantly, the citizens of Columbia, I am humbled to sit before you and accept the responsibility of serving as 3rd Ward Councilman. I am humbled not just because of the trust voters have shown in me, but because of the serious issues we must face together as a city. Tonight, there is unease about our economy, unease about our crime and public safety, unease about our future direction of our city. And tonight, I pledge to work with all the people of Columbia of good faith to find common sense solutions to our challenges. This is the Columbia way. And it is my way. My father, who was a bus mechanic, moved his young family to Columbia back in 1952. He wanted his sons to have the opportunity of growing up in America's best college town. I grew up here. I married my wonderful wife, Patty, here. And we have raised our kids here. And now our grandkids are growing up here also. So let me address any sense of unease by saying, I love Columbia. I want only the best for Columbia. Tonight, I pledge to do my best for Columbia. I want to thank my wife Patty, my family for their steadfast support. I want to thank the many volunteers, particularly my old friend Red Layton, who knocked on as many doors as I did in Ward 3. Finally, I want to thank Carl Scala for his willingness to serve our community as Ward 3 councilman. I know Carl will continue to make our community the best he can. I ask that you join me in applause to once again acknowledge and recognize Carl for his service. Thank you, Carl. Ladies and gentlemen, the election is behind us. Now is the time for Columbia to come together, and let us begin this evening. And now, it's time to go to work. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless Columbia, Missouri.
Council, I'm sorry.
At this time, I would like to recognize some people who helped me tremendously over the last 3 months, and they are here this evening. My wife, Patty, if you please stand, please. My son, Greg, and his wife, Erin, and their 3 children. My son, Chris, his wife is at home sick, but he has his 3 children here. Oh, she is here. Oh, she is here. To my longtime mentor, Mr. and Mrs. Robert Wagner. Please stand, Bob. To Mr. and Mrs. David Griggs. He's not here. Mr. and Mrs. Larry Grossman. To Scott Winling, who handled all of my internet for the campaign. Is Scott here? And also to Russell Steele, my treasurer. Thank you.
Councilperson Dudley.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. Well, we finally got here. We got through the election and we got up here. The first thing I would like to do is thank all of my supporters, my family, my wife Rita, and all the friends and all the people that voted for me, because I couldn't be here with all of you. Jerry, I would like to thank you for handing a baton for the 4th ward to me. You've had a great 3 years, and I look forward to asking you questions and getting advice from you in the future. I'm sure that we'll become better friends than we are now. We'll spend more time together. The past council has had a lot of successes, and we want to build on those successes. I've read in the paper some detractors, some people think that I won't be able to do it, that this was not what I should be trying to do. However, I think that I can grow into this, and you people will be very proud of me, and I look forward to hearing from you when I don't do as well as you think I should. I'm not going to be able to make everybody happy with every vote that I make, and for that, it's the way we have to be. Every decision has somebody that doesn't like it. I said all these things during the forum, and I look forward to being the best person in the 4th ward that you've ever had, and I'll be back to see you again in 3 years, and the next 3 years will be a great ride. Thank you again for your support and your confidence, and I'll try to get back from the microphone. Thank you, and I look forward to being your councilperson.
I'm going to make some brief comments. I want to thank my wife, Suzanne. One of the things I learned in the campaign is don't ever publish how long you've been married. So I will not say how long she has been my wife, but she has been a great source of support through this. And I want to thank all the supporters who did the heavy lifting during this campaign. It was a short campaign, but it was a long campaign. And I think that these people deserve, they know who they are, and I thank them for everything they've done. I want to thank Carl Scala and Dr. Jerry Wade for their service to this community. I respect their experience, their expertise, and their intellect. And I certainly hope that you'll be around to challenge us in the years ahead, because We need that, and we want that. I'm sitting in the Darwin Hindman chair. If you're my age, you know who the greatest basketball coach of all time was, John Wooden. John Wooden had a successor. I don't remember his name. Nobody remembers his name. But it's tough to follow a legend. But Darwin will never go away. He's contributed so much to this town. He's left a legacy that will be in place for generations. And Darwin, thank you for everything that you've done for this community. I've enjoyed meeting our great city manager, Mr. Watkins. We've had some very good talks. He's easy to talk to. He's, by reputation, one of the best city managers around. He runs 1,200 employees in a very efficient and effective manner. He runs a strong city, and I eagerly look forward to working with him in the years ahead. I want to thank the city council, sitting council members, Laura, Barbara, Paul, Jason, for your work. Those of us that are new to the council will need your experience and will need your expertise, and we will seek it at all opportunity. This is an amazing town. Columbia is inherently a progressive college town. We'll never forget that. It's a town with a legacy of cultural richness, a legacy of academic achievement, and a wealth of recreational facilities. This council won't change Columbia's historic nature. We won't change its soul or its character. Its character is too big to change. But this is a great town. It's one of the best places to live in this country. And we're going to work together, and we're going to make it even better. So thank you very much. Mr. Watkins, comments?
Mr. Kespel.
Yes, sir.
According to your profile in the Missourian, you're used to working late nights, you've been a baseball umpire, and you like to have things to do. I think you've come to the right place. Mr. Dudley, in the same newspaper, it said that your collection of ties might make you the new neckwear king, and that you are frequently buried in books. Both of those traits, and I can speak for the ties in particular, will come in very handy here. And Mayor McDavid, your Missourian profile said that you ran marathons and that you often run into people you've delivered. Again, worthwhile experience for what lies ahead. Seriously, all of us look forward to working with all of you in the challenging years ahead, and I will apologize to your families in advance. One of the perks of my office is that, and you may not have actually talked about this, is that I have the ability to phone call you at any time of the day, and I apologize in advance. I would like to introduce and recognize the senior staff. Before handling this back to Mayor McDavid, I'll ask each of them to stand and remain standing. These are in alphabetical order. First of all, one person who you've all already met is City Clerk Sheila Amin. My assistant, my boss, is Carol Rhodes. The assistant city manager, Tony St. Romain. The Assistant City Manager, Paula Hertwig Hopkins, City Councilor, Fred Bachman, Convention and Visitors Bureau Director, Laura Steiner, Cultural Affairs Director, Marie Hunter, Finance Director, Lori Fleming, Fire Chief and Deputy Chief, Chuck Witt, Health and Human Services Director, Stephanie Browning, Human Resources Director, Margrace Buckler. Information Technologies Director, Bob Sims. our internal auditor, John Battle, the municipal court judge, Bob Ogler, our neighborhood services director, Lee Britt, Parks and Recreation Director, Mike Hood, our planning director, Tim Teddy, police chief, Ken Burton, public communications director, Tony Messina, public works director, John Glasscock, Mike Brooks, our economic development director and ready director, sustainability manager, Barbara Buffalo, and interim water and light director, Mike Schmitz. These are the people that make my job easy and do all of the work. All of them hold strong public service values and are critical to running an efficient, effective city government. You and the citizens of Columbia are truly blessed and served with an extraordinary staff. And finally, I want to recognize my wife, Kathy, who keeps me grounded and focused on the things that are truly important. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Watkins. We actually have some business to attend to tonight. We need to appoint a mayor pro tem. Lauren Alzer has been mayor pro tem, and I am going to make a motion that nominate Lauren Alzer to be mayor pro tem for the next year. I would like a second for that motion. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say nay. Thank you. We also have to make an appointment to the Conley Fund, which is largely an administrative move. It is not an active fund. I'm going to, as mayor, appoint Mr. Thornhill, Mrs. Hoppe, and Mr. Sturtz to the Conley Fund. The New Century Fund Board has a council mayor appointment. Mayor Hyneman has been the council representative of the New Century Fund Board. I would like to continue participating in that fund, and I'm asking for a motion that the mayor be appointed to the New Century Fund Board.
So moved.
May I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed nay. Thank you. Are there any other items the council wishes to enact tonight?
I have one item. I have a special gift to the mayor as the first gift for the former mayor. It wasn't ready during the mayor's appreciation dinner, and I would like to give it to you now, if you would come to the podium. It is. It's 10 years ago today, or not 10 years ago this year, was the ballot measure to pass the parks tax and to acquire Stevens Lake Park. And it would not have happened without your support or your help or your vision. And this ties very nicely into the Discovery Garden, which will be at Stevens Lake Park. And I want to give just a little background for this gift so the people here understand it. During the parks, when we were trying to acquire Stevens Lake Park, one of the issues that was arose was that the lake was polluted and not fit for swimming, if you remember.
I remember, yes.
And so we went ahead and did a test of the water to see exactly what was in the water. But in the meantime, we had an event to promote the parks tax and the acquiring of Stevens Lake. And that was before the test came in. So at the event, someone raised the issue that the water was polluted. And Mayor Hyneman, with his typical determination and enthusiasm and good humor, ran over to the refreshment table, grabbed a cup, went down to the lake, got some lake water, and promptly, completely swallowed the cup. And, that, and he said, well, I drank gallons of that when I was a kid. the mayor didn't get sick, and shortly after that, the test came in, and the water was of high quality. And the ballot measure was passed, and I'm sure partly to your drinking the cup and a lot to your support and your enthusiasm. So at the when the ballot was passed, as a token of appreciation and a humorous memento, we gave the mayor a plastic water bottle with a special label with his photo, and the label said, Stevens Lake Bottling Company, from our lake to your lips. And then on the back, it had a special thank you. So for the 10-year anniversary, we are giving you the new improved glass bottle.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And I have to say, at the new city building in the new mayor's office, I was pleased to see the misshapen, empty, crumpled plastic bottle there on your bookcase, along with all your other significant and beautiful awards, and it just looked pitiful. So, so I want to give you this new glass version, and hopefully it will last for many, many years and many generations. And we also have bottles for all your grandchildren. And many generations will thank you and for your work and effort, not only on Stevens Lake Park, but for everything you've done. So thank you.
Well, thank you. I got it. Listen, Stevens Lake Park owes so much to Barbara Hoppe. So thank you for all that you did. My goodness. Yeah, thank you. And now, is this Stevens Lake water?
It's tonic water.
Tonic water. Oh. I know how to make that pure.
Are there any other comments? Following this meeting, there will be a reception in conference rooms 1A and 1B. Now, I've decided not to ask for a motion to adjourn. I'm going to adjourn this meeting the way Darwin Hyneman does. This meeting is adjourned.